My parents bought a set of encyclopedias, and I would lay on the rug at the foot of the stairs and start reading. And when it said, see also, I would look at also, and that would take you through. It would just wind you through.
Send you to another see also.
Yes. When it finally routed me back to the article I started with, I figured, well, I've covered this subject. And I did that routinely.
So you were just a curious young boy?
I read and read and read and read and read. 1955, I was president of the student body in my school. So I got to decide what we would do for the school. We called it chapel, but it was a collection of the whole student body. And I had been interested in photo flash bombs used in World War II. I knew that they would release them from the airplane on small parachutes, and they would explode and light the ground at the same time the camera lens was open. That's where they took night photographs. And I found the formula for that mixture in one of the books in the library, and I thought, you know, that'd be interesting to make some of that stuff. So it consisted of powdered magnesium and potassium chlorate, and I mixed it up, and I lit off about a half a teaspoon of it, and it made this brilliant white flash, and then a little mushroom cloud. And I thought, that is really cool. So I thought, you know, I need to do this on the stage in front of the whole darkened auditorium. So I thought, now, be a really responsible person. I would demonstrate it to the teacher and the principal, let them know what I was going to do. And so I used probably a teaspoon or a tablespoon of that mixture for them, and they thought that was all right. And I thought, now, the auditorium's a whole lot bigger than this small classroom, so I need a bigger amount. I used a pint jar full, and you see these scars on my finger? That's because I had it set up for an electric detonation, very safe. But something wasn't working. So I bent over to adjust the wires, and a freshman who was a friend of mine threw a match over to help me. And it lit. And, of course, I couldn't get my hand away fast enough. And there was a sheet of lead under this mixture, and it melted and splashed my hand with molten lead. And it ran down and set up on my finger. And then I crawled out. The stage was set up for the junior school play, and I crawled under the set and out in the hall, and a teacher, a lunchroom worker, grabbed a pound of frozen butter and slapped it on my hand. And that frozen butter took the heat.
Yeah.
So anyway, they announced that I'd been taken to the hospital, and everybody clapped because they thought it was all part of the show.